On today's Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland, we visit our archives with a program from 1985, when Blossom Dearie was Marion McPartland's guest. Sadly, Blossom Dearie passed away in February 2009 at the age of 84. Our program begins with Marion asking her about the origin of her unusual name.
This is a dumb question, but I have to ask it because people say to me, Blossom Dearie, is that her real name?
Mm-hmm.
And how did it come about that you were called Blossom Dearie? Because it is your real name.
It is my real name, and everybody asks me that, but I don't mind answering that question. I get a chance to talk about my mom and dad a little bit.
And that's always nice.
Yes. Dearie is a Celtic name, or Celtic name.
Oh.
Yes.
Welsh.
No, Scottish and Irish.
Oh, okay.
My grandfather came from Scotland, and my grandmother from Ireland. But that takes care of the Dearie. That's the Dearie name. And I was born in the springtime, and my father gave me the name Blossom, because I was born in April, and my brothers brought blossoms in the house. My Christian name is Margrethe, which is Margaret, is the Norwegian Margaret. It's spelled M-A-R-G-R-E-T-H-E.
See, now, I never knew that, something I just learned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that Margrethe Blossom or Blossom Margrethe?
Either one. I don't really know. It goes one way on my birth certificate and another way on my passport. I don't care, really.
And I bet the union down at 802, they probably have it all mixed up.
Yes, probably.
We won't even discuss them. Hey, how about doing a song? Let's get the thing started with something you like.
I love this song. Johnny Mercer wrote this song for me. He wrote these marvelous words, and he wrote the music, too.
See, that's something else I just learned, because I thought this was your music.
A lot
lyric.
Of people think so. I think it might be printed that way, which is a mistake somewhere along the way. I didn't write the music. He sent me a cassette and he was just singing the words and the blues and G. So I harmonized the melody, but I mean, it's just simply the blues, and I told his publisher that I wouldn't take credit for writing the music. But the words are fabulous. I've cut it down to about four choruses now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Jonathan Schwartz about it, and we had a little joke. He said, in a way, you can make a little deal to tell people if they want to get back into this song, you know, they have to give you a present or something like that.
Oh, gee, I don't
Big
know about that.
Christmas
See, maybe
present.
I have one. Maybe I have one in the back for you. But
okay, well, I'm sure Dick Phipps does anyway.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You can play along, Marion, if you want to. I hope you do. I dig Mo Diglianni, Jolson doing Swanee, several Maharani are my intimates too. I played with Mantovani, and that's a lot of strings to get through. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I've sung with Ethel Merman, swung with Woody Herman, played a gig in Germany with Olgerman too. Nodded at a sermon Billy Graham barely got through. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I'm not a bit ashamed of it, my rapier wit kept Sergei Koussevitzky in line. I'd reprimand the Dorsey band and write on the stand, 'cause Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine. I've golfed with Lee Trevino, won at the casino, danced the piccolino when the movie was new, spent the night with Dino, had to sleep with Jerry Lewis too. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I've swooned at Mia Farrow, angular and narrow, drove her Piazzaro to a Gatsby review, though frozen to the marrow, Who would dream of leaving that queue? But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. Her husband, Andre Previn, absolutely heaven. Even Herman Levin wants to hire him too. And as for Lady Bevan, we were both in labor, that's true. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I played the uke with Vernon Duke so well in Dubuque that Vladimir Dukelski said, gee, my fingering certain string was such a big thing that Fanny's cousin Annie's taken lessons from me. I'm quite a fan of Lena, close to Katarina, very fond of Gina, Lola Bridget too. And as for Pasadena, everybody there's an old shoe. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. Now if you are a wetso or you wanna get so, Danny Lovetso serves a heavenly brew. But if you hate the jets so, amble on to Mike's for a few. Where anyone can see my new celebrity is you. We'll find Minerva Pius, Manuel Delius, Helmut Zacharias at a table for two. And leaning on the bias, Kloppen maybe slightly askew. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. Meet Annie Ross and Lanny Ross and Harry the Horse, so high in Damon Runyon's esteem. Ed McMahon and Choo Choo Train and Shirley MacLaine, when Annie sings with Lanny the impossible dream. A Taurus, grab an old thesaurus, write yourself a chorus for your favorite few. These people who adore us, they're the ones to blow a kiss to. But don't forget, Cherie, my new celebrity is you. Anyone can see my new celebrity is you. All right.
You know that Blossom Dearie, that was, it was kind of a shame that I played on that at all. That thing is so perfect without me pussyfooting along behind there.
Oh, I thought it was very tasty what you played.
Well,
without a rehearsal or anything.
I'll tell you something. Listening to the way you back yourself, because it was too late because I'd already started, and I thought, well, now they have the things set on the second piano. Now I can't be wishy-washy and disappear. But it was so fascinating to hearing how you put your accompaniment together. And I need to know this. Do you do it the same way, or do you rehearse it? Do you plan out the voice? Like, the voicings are so nice.
Yes, I do. I do. I plan. Everything is carefully planned, and I play it to practically the same way every time. I don't improvise like you do as a pianist. I just don't have that talent.
You know, when you went into the A-flat part, I thought, maybe she's going to give me half a chorus.
Oh, I
should have. Just do the A-flat. Just
okay.
Do the
A.
Just... There, that satisfied
all
my
right.
hammy instinct. Is that?
We should have put that little chorus in there.
Tell me more about Johnny Mercer. I know you knew him very well.
I did.
He was
a great friend of mine, and I miss him very much. Not only personally, but professionally. No one around now can write words, and no one has a sense of humor. There's one exception. That is Dave Frischberg, of course. He writes. He has a sense of humor.
I haven't heard any
funny songs lately, have you?
No. Dave Frischberg, he has a very subtle sense of humor. But
he does.
But Johnny was wild. He went off in all directions, didn't he?
Yes, but he still stayed sane.
Oh, yes. I mean, everything was logical and witty.
Kind of street talking.
Warm and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And
he didn't get overboard. Now, John Wallowich, my friend, who wrote Bruce, he's also very talented, and he writes words, but he goes way off the end. I mean, Johnny wasn't like that.
Well, Johnny Mercer wrote another song for you, or he put lyrics to one of your songs, didn't he?
Yes, one of my melodies, and it became I'm Shadowing You.
Oh, I wish you'd do that.
Okay.
I love that.
We all like this song. Everywhere you go, I think you ought to know I'm shadowing you. Turn around and find I'm half a step behind. I'm shadowing you. You lug you, I wouldn't bug you except whenever I can. You see, love, you are to me love, the indispensable man. Like I said before, I'm camping at your door. I'm shadowing you. There'll be no escape. I'm getting out a tape and video too. In Venice, I'll be a menace in your Italian motel. In Paris, I shall embarrass you on the Rue de la Chapelle. If you do decide you want me for a bride, the deed'll be done. Both of us'll be so independent, we will live on the run. Picketing for every cause, fighting all unjust laws. Happy as can be, just you, J. Edgar Hoover, and me. Everywhere you go, I think you ought to know I'm shadowing you. Turn around and find I'm half a step behind. I'm shadowing you. You lug you, I wouldn't bug you except whenever I can. You see, love, you are to me love, the indispensable man. Like I said before, I'm camping at your door. I'm shadowing you. There'll be no escape. I'm getting out a tape and video too. In Venice, I'll be a menace in your Italian motel. In Paris, I shall embarrass you on the Rue de la Chapelle. If you do decide you want me for a bride, the deed'll be done. Both of us'll be so independent, we will live on the run. Picketing for every cause, fighting all unjust laws. Happy as can be, just you, the Secret Service, and me. I'm shadowing you. I'm shadowing you. I'm shadowing you. Hey.
Boy, that is hip. That
Thank
is
you.
Hip.
It's a nice song.
It's not hip or any of the...
When it was hip to be hip, I was hip.
No, but it's such a wonderful lyric. And
it is wonderful.
And you swing like mad all by yourself.
Well, I've had to learn to do that since I've been doing a solo. I used to work with bass and drums, but then one day my bass player called me and from the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and he said, I won't be there. So I was stuck, and I said, well, I better just get this left hand working a little bit, and I worked on it a little bit.
Boy, that's sort of the same way I got into playing solo things once in a while, because I was very dependent on the trio there
drums,
for
yes.
a while. In fact, I remember you. This is a few years ago, maybe not that long, and you were at Trudy Heller's, and I think I was at the Cookery, and I came up to see you, and you had Michael Moore on bass.
Yes.
You had Al Harewood on drums. You had a wonderful trio.
Yes.
But you did something that was so wonderful, because it was a little noisy in there. It was late at night. And you just stopped, and you said in a very schoolteacherish voice, hey, hold it down over there, will you? And they stopped, their mouths opened, you know, and they stopped. And I thought, boy, I'm just going to try that next time.
So, have you?
Many times.
Oh.
In fact, sometimes I say, now I'm going to give my Blossom Dearie imitation. And I say, hold it down. Hey, hold it down, will you?
No. Does it work?
Yes, sometimes.
Good.
But of course, you've got your room, the ballroom, your place is trained, aren't they? They just come specially to listen.
Yes, it's a marvelous atmosphere.
Yes,
there's
it is.
No service during the performance.
I know.
And no taped music in between. And that makes a big difference.
Yes, it does.
There's more to come on Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and Blossom Dearie. Our program is made possible in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
Years ago, you lived in France, didn't you?
I lived in Paris for a few years. Mm-hmm. And I worked, of course, all the time I was there. I worked in little clubs, American clubs, playing and singing. And I formed that vocal group called the Blue Stars.
Now, you formed that group?
I did. I put them together. There were four girls and four boys.
It was a famous group.
Well, we did have a hit record, Lullaby of Birdland in French.
Well, sure. You don't still do that, I'll bet.
No, I don't. I've got to relearn it again. George Shearing wrote the melody.
Yeah, right.
And George Weiss wrote the English lyrics, I think. He's our president of AGAC.
Oh, I'd love to hear that sometime. But anyway, tell me more about Paris, because that must have been quite an experience. And wasn't Annie Ross in that group?
Annie was there, and Bob Dureau. It was quite an era in Paris. A lot of jazz musicians were there, and I used to go to hear everybody,
When was that? I mean, you
in
don't.
In the '50s.
Oh, okay.
That was from 52 to about 55.
Oh, that's when I was carrying on at the Hickory House. You know, not to date either one of us or go back too far, but there are things that are interesting to people who listen into us, Blossom. The fact that you like you always say, well, I don't play jazz, I don't improvise, and yet for a while you were with one of the jazziest groups ever, Woody Herman and his band.
Oh, that goes too far back.
Well, you don't have to say when, but wasn't that quite an interesting experience?
Yes, it was. But it was an interesting experience musically, yes.
Was that a vocal group?
That was a vocal group.
Well, was somebody like Marianne McCall involved in that?
No. But after the vocal group stage, I sat down and played the piano, and I think that's where my career started.
Really?
Because the other singing in vocal groups really is not relevant to what I'm doing now.
No, but don't you think it's all part of a piece? Like maybe if it's something that you don't particularly want to think of now, it might have been something that happened. Like, I didn't know that Woody was sort of instrumental in getting you started in a way. Maybe you'd had it with vocal groups at that time. And you say you sat down and played piano, and that's
after
how you,
that, yes.
That's how your career started.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, let's get current and do something we're going to do.
All right.
Sorry with the Fringe.
Okay.
Now, you said to me over the phone yesterday, I do this at a slow tempo, so why don't you set it?
Okay.
And I'll play between the cracks somewhere. ¶¶ You did too improvise.
Oh, very little.
You did. I caught you at it. Don't you ever do that again. Don't you dare do that again.
But you do that so well. You have such talent for improvising. And you've been working out a long time, haven't you?
That's because I can't play properly. You know, if I sat down to play a piece of music, I can't read. I'm just a terrible reader.
Really?
Awful.
You don't have to read very much.
I guess that's it. I've always been an ear player, and I pick things up by ear, and that's how I've learned most of the tunes that I've learned. But I can read, but very slowly, picking things out. How do you learn all your songs?
I read music. I read lead sheets, but I play a lot using my ear also.
I'm very chicken about playing up tunes because you have to sort of make your own bass line or keep the thing with a swinging feeling, and that really...
It's hard. It's hard.
It's very hard. I do it, chicken or not, but sometimes I listen to the time afterwards and I think, well, you better go home and practice with the microphone, with the metronome again, like Lenny Tristano said to do.
When I really miss having the rhythm accompaniment is for bossa nova. Then it's absolutely necessary, I think. It's very hard for a solo instrument to play with a bossa nova feeling without those instruments.
Well, what do you do? What do you work out for yourself?
I just wing it, I guess, when I play Inside a Silent Tear. It's sort of a bossa nova, but it doesn't have the under feeling that it should have. But apart from that, I mean, I feel so inundated by hearing drums and bass in the air constantly, even in coffee shops and wherever I go, in elevators. I hear so much, so many drums all the time. I try not to let it get to me. I think it's making everybody crazy.
Well, I think it's giving music a kind of cheapness because... I think this is what's affected audiences.
After a while, it sounds like it comes out of a computer.
Well, some of it does. You know, they've got that down now, and they can make computers compose tunes. Oh, I better not get into this, or I'll get up on the soapbox. But I think hearing music in elevators and in the grocery store, and when you're buying clothes, I can't stand to go and buy a dress and have to listen to rock music while I'm buying it.
Or any music. I don't want to listen to music when I'm buying something. I mean, people don't... Now they can't differentiate between live music and tape music, and that is killing live music.
I think that's it. So, or maybe we should provide a few things for them to do while they're listening to us. You know, provide them with a shopping cart or hang up a few clothes or let them go up and down just so they feel at home. I'm just joking. You know that.
You're joking, but I'm serious.
Now, this is a tune that you wrote that I think is so pretty. I'm trying to learn it, but if you would play and sing it, I could just noodle along and see if I have learned it.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it as a solo, but...
Well, why don't I start it? I'll do one chorus of it.
But, Marion, can you play it in D-flat?
Yes, I can. If I can play it at all, I can play it in D-flat.
Okay. We'll find out. Because it's in my music book.
Now, I have your music book, but that won't do me any good. I forgot it has this pretty little intro. You're going to do that?
Yes, I can.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Inside a silent dream that sometimes sails across the patterns of my mind. But silence follows me, and dreams just disappear. And then I find myself inside a silent tear. Sometimes I laugh too much to hide the emptiness, to lose the loneliness. I'm not the laughing kind. I can't say anything I really want to say. I guess I try so hard, I stumble on the way. I'm always finding love when it's not meant to be. What is reality, and can it be defined? It's never really clear. So you have silent dreams inside a silent tear. Is reality, and can it be defined? When you're a fool like me, it's never really clear. So you have silent dreams inside a silent tear.
That is really a beautiful tune, Blossom.
Thank you.
That's the one that, out of all your things, that I would sort of grab onto for myself. I think I can do something nice with that.
Yes, you play it beautifully.
Well, it has a lyric that gets to me.
Also. The lyric is wonderful, isn't it? Linda Albert wrote those words, and we wrote that song in London at least 10 years ago.
Is she in England?
No, she's not. She's an American, but she lived in England for a while. Now she's back here living in California. And she also wrote the words to I Like You, You're Nice.
So she's still out there writing lyrics.
Yes, but we're not writing together at the moment, but I hope she's writing with somebody else. I'm writing with Jack Siegel now, and he's a top lyric writer.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunate to have him have this relationship with him. He wrote a lot of hits. He wrote When Sunny Gets Blue and When Joanna Left Me and a lot of songs that Nancy Wilson sang.
Have you got some new songs we haven't even heard yet?
Well, not really. I think you've heard everything. But this one is Bye Bye Country Boy. And I wrote the music and Jack Siegel wrote the words. Country boy, you've been a joy, a shiny toy. Glad we played your county fair, glad you came to see me there. I sang that song, looked right at you. You came backstage like I knew you'd do. It's doggone shame, our week is through. Bye-bye, country boy. Sweet, shy country boy. Bye-bye, country boy. In Sunday clothes, you brought a rose. Love the hot rod moonlight spins, sleepy, roomy country inns. Your boyish sins, my worldly ways, are sunny, laughing picnic days. You've been a joy, a shiny toy. Bye-bye, country boy. Sweet, shy country boy. Bye-bye, country boy. It's time to go. It's closing show. Still think I'm some kind of star. Shows how hayseed dumb you are. If you just say, stick around, I tell my group I ain't leaving town. But you don't dream I'd settle down. Bye-bye, country boy. Sweet, shy country boy. Bye-bye, country boy. I've got to pack, I can't look back. Don't come around to say goodbye. Mustn't see a big star cry. But once I'm home in old L.A., my heart and mind will be miles away. Still wishing you had made me stay. Bye-bye, country boy. Sweet, shy country boy. Sweet, shy country boy. Bye-bye, country boy. Sweet, shy country boy. Bye-bye, country boy. Thank you.
boy, those nice little stabbing chords that you, you know, just give yourself a little sting there once in a while.
I like your chords, too. You're a fabulous musician. Everyone knows that. And your harmony, your harmonic conception is really superb, and your voicings are marvelous.
Come on now, Blossom.
Do you ever write piano arrangements?
I'll send you the check in the morning. Sometimes, but I find it very hard. In fact, I'm getting lazy. I find these students or graduates or people from the Eastman School and different places who are wonderful at transcribing. And I put something on a tape. Put it in the mail, and it comes back all transcribed. And I'm in shock because then I have to play it, you know, and I'm saying, Jesus, did I write this? Then it's very hard to play. Then I have to find somebody to play it back to me. It's getting ridiculous.
There's more to come with Marian McPartland and our guest, Blossom Deary. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. Visit us on the web at pianojazz.npr.org.
I see we've got something here for a duet.
Yes, everything I've got belongs to you. This is a nice old song written by Rodgers and Hart.
Jazz musicians used to play this all the time, very, very fast years ago. This was a tune that people would play like... I know we're not going to do that, but...
Not quite that fast.
But real fast, and I think it took all the guts out of the tune somehow. So we'll do it a little slower, won't we?
We'll do it a little slower. Thank you.
was fun.
That was fun.
You did it again. You improvised again.
I did not.
You did.
Didn't improvise at all.
You know, going back to that Johnny Mercer tune, My New Celebrity, the chords you use and just the way, I mean, you said to me that's only a blues, and it is, but the...
But only a blues is a simplified statement, I guess. Only a blues.
Well, the thing is, there's 9,000 ways you can play it, and your choice of harmony and voicing is so nice. Well, back to...
The salt mines.
Back to me.
Back to Marion.
Things We Did Last Summer.
Yes.
Okay?
That's a beautiful song.
I hope you'll think so when I get to the end.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Thank you.
Bravo, Marion. That was just lovely. If someone would transcribe that, I could learn something. I could try to play these for you sometime.
You mean if I did one for you, you'd play it?
I'd try.
Boy, you're getting into some kind of a trap there, because I would do that at the drop of a flatted fifth, you know. It's to write something for you.
All right.
I'll do it. I'll do it. If you don't like it, you can just toss it out.
You can write something for me to play on my new Celebrity Is You, something for the good old blues.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep going.
Some little licks in the background.
That was terrific. Why didn't you keep going?
But I can't. I get that far and then I stop.
You know, Blossom Dearie, do you know we've done an hour or more of talking? And
at least.
It's now over. And I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed it, Blossom. It's just been such a kick to listen to you and talk to you.
It's been thrilling for me, too. I love doing radio, and it's so different from television, isn't it?
It's sort of more relaxed, I think.
Oh,
you don't have to worry about your nose and getting the right position. I hate to have to think that I have to smile or look into the camera or something. But radio is a lot easier.
It is a lot easier. So, I like it.
Well, I'm glad, because we're going to have to do this again.
Okay.
Meanwhile, let's wind up with
one more. If I rebel?
Yeah.
Shall I sing a little bit on it?
Yes, sing a little bit on it and just give me a nod.
Ask me how do I feel now that we're cozy and clinging. All I can say, if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we met tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. If I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. How do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing? Well, sir, all I can say, if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding-dong. If I were a banner, I'd wave. do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing? All I can say, if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. And if I were a bell, if I were a bell, if I were a bell, I'd go ding. God bless you.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest has been Blossom Deary in a program which originally aired in 1985. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. This program was produced by Dick Phipps, recorded by Mike Moran. The mastering engineer was Sherry Hutchinson. The executive producer, William D. Hay. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To learn more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service, Department of the Interior. The original broadcast was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.